So let's turn to water, because one organization in our region is examining water quality and access on tribal lands. Emma Vandenende of the Mountain West News Bureau took a trip to the border of Arizona and New Mexico to see how.
Let me put up yours.
Taishiana Soshi and Kimberly Ballone are standing in the dark in an office bathroom on the Navajo Nation. They're holding up plastic bags filled with water from the sink.
Mine is the first bag on top. Oh, my bad.
Ballone shines a black light on one of the bags. Soshi says that will help find contaminants.
What we're looking for is basically if it's like glowing really, really bad.
Ballone and Soshi don't think there's any E. coli, but they see some harmless bacteria in some of the numbered bag compartments.
I think 2 and 3 on both of them are fluorescent.
I was thinking 3, and I don't think yours is.
Really? Can't
yeah.
This test is a crucial part of their Diné household water survey, conducted by the Johns Hopkins Center for Indigenous Health. It aims to learn more about water on the Navajo Nation. Estimates about water access and quality vary widely. The Indian Health Service says just over 9% of Native people lack good sanitation. But the Water and Tribes Initiative reports that number is as high as 48%. And the problem is concentrated in the arid Southwest, from the Navajo Nation to the Rio Grande Pueblos.
Well, since the Rio Grande is so close to Albuquerque metropolitan area,
that they're finally experiencing what we have been experiencing here.
Soshi is familiar with these water issues from her childhood.
I did live with my grandmother, and she didn't have piped or running water growing up, so we would have to, you know, use the bathroom outside.
After she and her mom moved out, Soshi got access to some running water.
It wasn't great water. It was kind of yellow, but it was still safe enough to, you know, bathe and never drank it.
Soshi hopes the survey results can highlight a vital resource their nation needs. Ballone agrees.
That's the thing. It is a basic thing. Everyone should be entitled to running water and all of that.
While other surveys did not count hogans and trailers, this one uses satellite imagery to map all homes in the Fort Defiance section of the reservation. Soshi and Ballone head out on winding dirt roads, following a random list of homes. To find one driveway, Soshi and Ballone have to count the roads they pass.
So this would be 7, 8, right here?
8. No,
this isn't it.
No, it is.
Without good addresses or Wi-Fi on the Navajo Nation, it can be difficult to find.
It is. That hogan was there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
At each home, residents are asked if they want to be interviewed anonymously. The survey has questions about where they get their water quality, and potential solutions. They plan to survey more than 1,000 homes, and 100 will be selected for water testing, like the blacklight bag testing that Soshi and Ballone did. But the interviews can be a roller coaster of emotions. Ballone recalled one with an old man who was struggling to haul water.
And he was just like, I'm not going to have anybody to do this, so that might be the end of us if I can't haul water anymore. It's just like, oh my gosh.
Plus, many barriers stand in the way for tribal communities. Heather Himmelberger is with the Southwest Environmental Finance Center. She studied tribal water systems in Rio Grande Pueblos and found that old and faulty pipes and other infrastructure were their main concern.
So you have these very expensive infrastructure projects with very few people who can pay for them. So you can imagine that that becomes problematic over time.
Her 2021 study also found that many water systems were not aware that dozens of grants existed for their projects. Some did not even receive the full amount of requested funding.
What part gets done? What part doesn't get done? And then how does that affect that community for a longer time frame?
Despite this, Ballone believes the Johns Hopkins survey is what the community needs.
Many of them are really, really grateful. They're like, thank you. Like, nobody has asked me these questions. Thank you for being the one to actually start something.
The team plans to complete the Fort Defiance survey by November and ideally expand it to the rest of the Navajo Nation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenende.
This story was supported by the Water Desk, an initiative from the University of Colorado Boulder Center for Environmental Journalism. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up.
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.